Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Maseches Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Havishalosh Behemos Lo Hifresh. Let's say the Nazir brings the three animals to the temple, but doesn't specify which one is which. So Haroi L'Chatas Tikra L'Chatas L'Ola Tikra L'Ola L'Shlam Tikra L'Shlamim. So the one fifth of the Chatas, which is a female lamb, goes to the Chatas. The male lamb is for the Ola, and the ram is for the Shlamim. Again, he brings all three, but didn't specify. What happens to the hair? So he takes the hair after he shaves it off and he burns it beneath the pot that's cooking the shlamim. And if he's in the Medina, as he's in the outside, in the provinces, in this case it means outside the temple, but inside Yerushalayim, which is where he can shave anywhere in Yerushalayim, he does the same thing as well. When do we use the hair as the fuel, seemingly, for the to cook the shlamim, which he's going to eat? When he shaves at the end of a pure nazir, as in he did, everything went according to the way it's supposed to be. But let's say he shaves because of tummy, as in his nazir gets cut short because he becomes impure. And he wouldn't use it rather as fuel, rather he'd bury it. Everything is thrown under the pot of offering, except for a nazir who became tummy, who then shaved in the outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the temple. That then alone. But a Nazir who is tummy in the temple actually does burn it underneath the pot for the shlamim. Next Mishnah Tes. Hayimavash the shlamim, O Shulkin. So he can either cook the meat or he can even overcook it. Again, there's different ways to cook. Most shlamim can be cooked, roasted, or baked. Here it had to be cooked, but you can even overcook it, which is a different technique of cooking. The meat comes very tender and falls off the bone. Hakohen Notla Zazar, the Kohen gets the foreleg, Bishalim in aisle. And up from the lamb, the chal matzah achas minasal, and there were 10 loaves. He gets one of them. Urkike matzah echad, and one of the wafer matzahs. But no, it's not kav of nazir amanifin. He would take them, place them in the nazir's hands, and they'd wave them. Yugusan called tenuva. Va'acha huter nazlishtos yain v'tamei mesim. And that's the conclusion. And now the concluding process. Now the nazir is allowed to drink wine, become tamei again after he does the tenuva, waving it. Rabbi Shimon Omer came to Yitzchak Olav achas minadamim. No, once you even throw a little bit of the blood on the altar, at that point he's able to actually become, he's no longer considered nazir, he can drink wine and become tamei to mesim. I wish you all a wonderful day.